This morning, as we pray together, then we will together recite the 23rd Psalm, which will be on the screens. And most of us are very familiar with this psalm, probably the most memorized along with the Lord's Prayer passage of Scripture in the Bible. Let us pray that God would guide us. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the Scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Join me in the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As we talk about women who shepherd, I want to be clear. I'm not talking about every woman and the reality of who they are and what they do. Women, like men, are tempted and sometimes surrender to those temptations. There are times when they are weary and impatient. There are times when their voice gets loud when they're talking to their children. Have all those frustrations. But this is about looking at the 23rd Psalm in a way that the characteristics we see that of God, that David saw in God as a shepherd out there tending his flocks, walking through dark valleys, having times when he needed to be comforted. That many of these characteristics we see in the 23rd Psalm of God that David attributes to God, I also see in women when they are fulfilling God's purpose in their lives. When they are at their best, I think that these very same qualities can be seen in these women. I'm a little bit weary myself. We had a busy week and ended with a wedding last night and down towards Williamsburg. And the wedding was an interesting wedding. It was I've done some weddings in some very unusual places, but this one was in the basement of a winery where they have the big metal vats for the wine because it was supposed to be outside. And so we were down there with the barrels of wine and the vats producing the wine and joking about how we need water hoses to connect up to those big vats. But it was interesting. So I was able to use in the wedding referencing about Jesus turning the water into wine. And I tried to tell some of the people that those vats had just been filled with water until I arrived. And then I had, but I'm not sure they believed that. But it was a wonderful wedding. We got back a little bit late. And if you notice me stumble a little bit coming up here this morning, my feet aren't quite rising up as much as they should. A young boy was telling the pastor that his mother said his prayers for him each night. What do you mean your mother says your prayers for you? The minister inquired, and the youngster replied, well, when mom tucks me in, she always says, thank God he's in bed. There is no doubt, and I don't need to go on very long. I don't have but a few minutes this morning because of the special things in the service to talk about this, but there is no doubt that being a mother can be an extremely stressful thing. I watched my own daughter with her three children, 6 months and 3 years and 5 years, as she tries to somehow keep her sanity in the midst of that. But we also see times when the joy of each one of those children that comes to her through them just overwhelms her. As much as the stress, she also, the love overwhelms her as she looks at those children who she loves so much. And so it is one of those things where there is both the stress and there is the great, great, deep, mysterious, unexplainable, inexplicable joy of being a mother. I've observed it. I've not experienced it, but I have observed it and believe it is something truly holy. And so I was looking at the scripture, Psalm 23, thinking about how do each of these verses relate to motherhood. And the very first one says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I thought about how moms want to make sure when a mom has a shepherd's heart, her first concern is that her child be provided for, that the child not want for anything. And a good shepherd mom will know what the necessities of life are and what are the things that the child doesn't need. If a shepherd went out and provided for his sheep food that a sheep should not eat, bringing chocolate ice cream and nuts and things that a sheep would not eat, and that wouldn't be healthy. So it's not saying here the mom gives the child everything that the child might want, but it provides for the child exactly what the child needs, so that the child will never want for anything. And my own experience in that as a father was when I went out to buy my son the very first Nintendos when they came back out back in the 80s. I went out to get one at Kmart, and I brought it home, and Lydia ordered me to turn straight around and take it back to Kmart, because the last thing that our son needed was to be sitting in front of a screen all day. And so I dutifully turned around, went back to Kmart, returned it, realizing almost immediately the wisdom of her decision concerning that. Then I brought it back and said, "Well, this is a present for myself." She said, "Turn around, go back." No, she didn't say. But, you know, there are times when moms are good, very good at discerning what a child really needs versus the things that are just going to do them harm. And moms tend to be the ones usually who say, "Turn off the TV." And dad says, "Oh, do I have to? You know, can I stay up a little longer, you know?" But moms have a clear idea of that. The second verse here says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures." You know, when I was a child, I think all of us had those times we had to lie down for that afternoon nap. Because the moms know that a child needs a certain amount of rest. Dads get caught up in other things and all too, and they may not recognize the tiredness of a child, but the mom will see it. The child may not realize it's tired. I never thought that I was tired at 2:00 in the afternoon, but my mom did. And so I had to lay down. She'd lay me down in that bedroom and tell me to sleep. And back then, our house, we didn't have air conditioning, so the windows were always open in the summer, and I would be laying there listening to my friends outside playing, many of them older than me, and so they didn't have to take that afternoon nap anymore. I dreamed of the day I wouldn't have to take the afternoon nap. I didn't think I needed it, but mom knew best. And so a good shepherd mom recognizes the needs of a child for both recreation and recreation of their body and soul, that need for rest. And then the next verse is very similar to this. "He leads me beside still waters." A shepherd mom finds places of rest for the soul. That's what this means. Still waters means that a sheep is frightened by running water, will not drink out of a running stream, but will look for the pools of still waters to drink from. And that we need to recognize those places in our child's life where our child is frightened and scared and maybe isn't at rest, and we need to provide for them that place where they can be at rest beside the still waters. "He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." A shepherd mom recognizes that the child needs to be led into paths of righteousness. They don't just discover that on their own. And our ultimate source for that is the scriptures. And so a shepherd mom will know the scriptures well enough to direct their child into the right path. Jesus said that narrow is the way that leads to life. It's a narrow path. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. A parent, a mom who allows their child just to go any direction in that broad way is setting the child up for destruction. But a mom who could recognize this is the path that the child should go through is a wise, wise mom. I was reading an article about George Washington and his mother. Being in Virginia, this is a good thing. We recognize that all great leaders have come from Virginia. And George Washington's mom has had a mixed reputation. She has had a reputation. Some historians feel that she was overbearing and that really irritated George a lot, because some of his letters, for instance, when he was fighting the French and the Indians in the 1750s with the British Army, he's out there, and she sends him a letter asking if he could provide her with a manservant and some butter. And he wrote her back and said that neither of those things were in abundant supply where he was at that moment, so he would have to disappoint her. But if you go into down to Fredericksburg, and we used to live just a few miles outside Fredericksburg, there was a monument there to where George Washington's mother would kneel and pray. She would go down from her house. This was her place to pray. And there's a monument there to her. And they recognize that she was a person. You think about George Washington as this pillar of righteousness as far as our nation is concerned. He did very little wrong. He tried to walk in a certain path. And it's very clear from reading about his mother that she was the one who supplied him with what he needed to know what way to go. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now, literally, this is the valley of deep darkness. And if you've ever been over to that area in Israel where David would have been leading his flocks, you'll see these ravines, these canyons, where the sun never gets to the bottom of the canyon, places of deep darkness, and places where death is waiting for you, because there will be lions and predators and thieves there waiting to pounce upon you, to steal the sheep or to take your life. He says, even though I'm walking through that valley of deepest darkness, you are with me. You know, how many children have been scared of the dark and found their mom's arms around them, comforting them and making them know that I am with you? How many children have gone through some terrible, traumatic experiences, some illnesses that threatened their lives, and found their mom there with them, comforting them, letting them know, I am with you? A good shepherd mom, the child always knows, I'll never be alone. Mom will always be there with me. This other part of this, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. A shepherd in Israel would carry a rod and a staff. They had two different purposes. The staff is that thing that we see with the, you know, the crooked end on it. That had a purpose to sort of rein in and to bring in the sheep. The rod, on the other hand, had several purposes, including as a weapon to protect the sheep. It was not used to hit the sheep, but to protect the sheep from predators. That's why it comforts the child, the sheep. The child is comforted because the mom, he knows, is protecting him, using all the weapons at her disposal to protect him. And then, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Now, these may be literal enemies, or they may be things, times when you need nourishment, you need the comfort of the family table. The mom is there preparing this and making sure that you know that you are being cared for. My cup runneth over. You anoint my head with oil. Surely in goodness and mercy, which here literally is steadfast love, will follow me all the days of my life. The steadfast love of a mom who provides for me and cares for me. Even in the face of life's greatest challenges, even in the face of my enemies. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A shepherd mom lets that child know that that house is always open. The doors are always open whenever you want to come. You know, I've sometimes done some counseling with folks, and sometimes recently someone out of the area, not anyone near here, where it was a conflict between a mother and a daughter. And it was a conflict where you could see the momentary friction between the two was going to lead to some permanent regret over the years. So he had to bring them back to the place to see the long term, not just the short term emotion of what they were going through, but also that long term sense of what it means to be a mother and a daughter, And to know that the mom was always going to be there for the daughter. A shepherd mom makes sure that no matter what happens, that child knows that their house is open to them always and everywhere. One last thought to share with you about this. This past week, there was a huge virus that went. I just saw this morning they've upped it to 150 countries, affecting maybe 200,000 persons, led to the loss of billions of dollars across the globe. This malware, this virus, was spread in a way that people did not recognize what was going on before it was too late. It would still be traveling around spreading if it hadn't been for someone in England who is remaining anonymous. We know that he or she is 22 years old. And they looked at the message that came in this malware, and they looked at it, and they saw in there a web address. And they decided to check on that web address who owned it. Well, it wasn't owned, but it was for sale for $10.96. And just on a hunch, not knowing what would happen if they did this, they purchased that website. And you know, that website was the key. It was what's called the kill switch that would end the virus. And once they purchased for $10.96 the right to that domain, it ended the virus. One person, one solitary act, $10.96. Now, why am I sharing this with you? I hope, you know, I didn't want to get all geeky and technical on this, but it occurred to me that many times we forget the power of solitary, individual, small actions, what they can do. Something spread around the world, and somebody for $10.96 was able to stop it. Moms, whatever you do, small actions, big actions, know this. You can have a tremendous effect upon your child. It's the little things my mom did when I was a child that I remember that still give me comfort, even though she's no longer with me, but they comfort me to know my mom loved me. I remember her bringing a tray of Kool-Aid, cups of Kool-Aid, out the back porch to me and my friends as we played in the backyard, swinging on our swings, you know, getting so high and then jumping off, getting so high that the swing would go over. I don't think anybody lets their kids do that anymore. We're so safety conscious. But the big thing back then was the sets were pretty light, and you could, if you got enough momentum going, the swing would tip over. But I remember my mom coming out that door. She worked full time. Lydia will tell you somehow she prepared great meals in a very short amount of time. But she came out and brought that Kool-Aid out. A small thing, very small. But it's one of those little things of a testimony that she cared. I remember all the friends saying, sing that little song, we love you, Mrs. Week, so yes we do, we don't love anyone as much as you, you know. Everybody sang to her this little song. And I used to call her Marilyn Monroe because I thought she was the most beautiful woman in the world. Her name was Maureen, that was close to Marilyn. You know, I loved my mom at that age. You know, little things that you do can make a tremendous difference. So don't think that if you haven't been able to provide your child with the most expensive toys or the greatest vacations or whatever, that you haven't done the thing that is important. Because it may just be that $10.96 thing that will change that child's life forever. Happy Mother's Day. We celebrate you. We praise God for you this day. We're going to sing a song about shepherds. Shepherd, a Savior like a shepherd, lead us. Jesus Christ does indeed lead us as his flock. Let's stand today and thank God for his tender care. Now go forth and turn to the shepherd Jesus as your Savior, as the guide for your way. May he protect your paths, lead you into righteousness, so that on that day of his returning, we may rejoice. Go in his peace on this Mother's Day. And amen.